We've got Mayhana Portiki Grayling and Elliot Weir from Dunedin Pride. We're talking about the upcoming Stand Against Transphobia and Against the Far Right rally protest tomorrow in the Octagon. How are we both doing this morning?
Yeah, good.
Good, thank you.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Doing great. Awesome.
Super stoked to be here.
You know, when I saw the protest poster, I immediately thought of Brian Tamaki. And I don't know if you've seen, but there's that new TVNZ special looking into his church. And they interview some people from the church. And I didn't know how dark it was. Yeah. It is just a cesspit.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah, for any listeners who haven't seen it, I really recommend it. It's very necessary reading. But yeah, so you're both doing very okay this morning. You're not too cold,
not too chilly.
Yeah. Nice and bundled up.
Yeah,
that's good. That's a good thing about winter. You can like layer up. You can get real. You can get your swag on.
Absolutely.
Now, how has 2025 been for Dunedin Pride so far?
So far, it has been incredible. So we just had our Pride Month in March,
yep.
Which was amazing. We had our drag show Scylla Queens and Kings, which sold out again, which means that we'll hopefully be able to do it again next year.
Heck yeah.
We had our Rainbow Leaders panel, which is the second year we've done it again, which Elliot hosted, and that was really wonderful. We had some real beautiful kōrero and some real incredible voices up on that, both locally and from various places around the motu as well. But outside of that, it was just so, like, all our other events, it was just so incredible to see all of the people who showed up, the people who actually came out for the events and who, like, want that community that we're trying to create at the moment.
We had various institutions around the city, you know, the museums and stuff put on events during the month, and that was really, really cool.
A citywide show of support, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's beautiful. I feel like Dunedin is... You know, there's a lot of bigotry everywhere, but I feel like Dunedin is better than a lot of places.
Yeah, we stick up for one another.
Yeah, we tend to, I think. Is this the first protest of the year, the one that's happening tomorrow?
First that Dunedin Pride's involved.
For Dunedin Pride. Okay, that's exciting. That's really awesome. The protest itself is against transphobia and the far right. Now, it seems as though hard fought and much deserved trans rights in the quote unquote Western world are under attack. What are some of the factors that y'all would put that down to?
I think a lot of it is just this fear mongering that's happening as people. Trans people in particular, we're different, and different is scary. The unknown is scary, and so it's sort of this whole... It's the fear-mongering and this misinformation around everything that's just causing all of these attacks.
Yeah, and it's a distraction as well, really. It's, just an easy target to distract from other policies that are... pretty unpopular.
From stealing from the working class.
Yeah.
It's always the case, it's always the case. But it seems like, I don't know, it's just it's going on like high octane fuel or something. I mean, the UK High Court recently made the legal definition of a woman a quote-unquote biological female, whatever that means, thus restricting trans women from women-only spaces. And I want to know, what kind of impact has this had in enabling the far-right TERFs and transphobic people to kind of feel legitimized in a way, you know?
It's such a... Our governments and our communities are feeling super emboldened by everything that's happening overseas and the larger countries. Mm-hmm. What am I trying to say? What a great question.
It gives certain people permission to, to feel like they can say things that they were already feeling.
Yep.
And people who wouldn't have maybe otherwise... been so outwardly hateful and bigoted feel like they can because they feel like they'll be protected if they do, where previously maybe they hadn't felt they had that protection.
So it's normalizing that.
Yeah, 100%.
And there's a similar thing coming to Aotearoa as well. Didn't Winston Peters introduce a bill to the, maybe it was the biscuit tin, which is kind of similar to what the UK High Court has done. Is that correct?
Yeah, so this was a bill that was not introduced, but you know, put forward as a members bill. So that's added to the biscuit tin. Yep. So it sort of replaced the one they had before around their so-called bathroom bill, which they've quietly pulled.
They have pulled that back,
You know, ridiculous and unworkable, basically. Like, even if you believed that trans people were not people, or trans women were not women, trans men were not men, this bill doesn't make any sense in terms of actually making it work. And I don't think the one that they've introduced now does either. But, you know, they get the headlines that they want. They get the right people racked up and supporting them. Even if it doesn't come to any legislative effect, there's still that big impact on our
still
communities.
Still stoking the fires.
Absolutely. And it also just, like, completely erases identities of intersex people as well.
I know, it's ridiculous.
People who weren't born with the sort of genetic markers of either male or female.
Yeah.
They're just being completely erased and acting like they don't exist. When intersex people are actually, like, about as common as people with red hair. Like, it's not a super uncommon thing to happen. It's just not something that gets like outwardly talked about as much historically, although now we're kind of starting to break those walls down and have those conversations about variations in sex characteristics.
Yeah, I mean, it's also so diverse because it's like some people born with different chromosomes, different parts, different organs, so on and so forth.
Yeah,
exactly. It looks different case by case generally.
Yeah, it's a big cognitive dissonance and you know, people saying, putting this stuff forward as sort of common sense or just sticking to the facts or the science, and
it's so misleading.
It's really not. It's you know, completely at odds with what any of the science actually says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very well, actually, like, it's very Ben Shapiro dumb. It's very stupid.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. And I want to touch on, I guess, the local aspect. You know, in a recent reel that Josh Thomas from WIFF made in support of this protest, he said that he has seen an emboldening of not only transphobia but general kind of queerphobia, homophobia in the past few years. And I want to know, have you seen a similar trend?
Yeah, absolutely. So I also, in my other mahi, I work in schools specifically, supporting or helping schools to support rainbow and takatāpui young people.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this, like, there is a surge of, like, parents feeling like they can attack teachers because of what's being taught in the schools. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And just generally, like, I feel like I'm hearing more from my friends and my co-workers that they are experiencing acts of bigotry or, like, violence on sort of all parts of the spectrum as to what that sort of bigotry looks like, right?
So, like, interpersonal, online, is that what you mean? Or do you mean, like, different scales of aggression?
All of the above.
All of the above, right.
All of the above. Yeah. Like, we know that the extreme end of bigotry is violence.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that is happening more. We sort of had this while where New Zealand in particular was kind of seen as this really, like, progressive, very welcoming country. And so we didn't have as much of it happening in public, in the sort of forefront of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's very much all starting to come to the forefront, and people are being harassed on the street again. Like, even people who aren't trans, people who are simply perceived to maybe be trans.
Yeah, maybe cis women who dress a little bit butch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's a classic thing with TERFs, is that they actually often just hurt cis women as well. Because they just perceive masculine traits in any kind of woman as a whatever, you know.
If they have this idea of femininity and womanhood in their head and what that is.
Yeah.
That's what everyone has to abide by, because that's what it is for them.
Yeah.
And it's not a natural rise either that we're saying. It's you know, not a natural course of events. It's being stoked by people in power and for specific reasons. You know, like I said earlier, distractions and stuff, and these are an easy target that we can turn to when people are looking for answers for why their lives are perhaps not what they want them to be, or people are suffering under economic conditions and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's a product of economic relations. As sad as it is to say, it's always the case. What do you all hope to achieve with this protest?
I think to just sort of let not only like our government, but also just the whole country and the, like, who knows, maybe the whole world know that we're not going to stand for it.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not who we are as Otipoti. This is not who we are as Aotearoa. This is not what we stand for. This is not what we believe in. We support everyone. Like, historically, takatāpui have always been part of the whānau. And really making sure that everyone understands that, like, we can fight this all together. And we don't have to give in.
Mm. We don't have to tolerate their intolerance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So ISO organised the protest.
Oh, yes. Big shout-outs to the ISO, International Socialist Otipoti.
Incredible.
We're sort of jumping on board with UniQ and Pride and Law Otago and the Rainbow Otago Medical Students Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all just here to show the trans community of Otipoti Dunedin that, you know, they don't stand alone, and we're all here for each other.
Yeah.
And we've got each other's backs regardless of what comes down from on high.
Mm-hmm. Solidarity, baby. I know, I did see, well, I didn't see, I read the weather this morning, and it looks like tomorrow there might be a chance of rain in the afternoon. Will bad weather be cancelling or postponing the protest?
I think it'll depend
how bad. Yeah.
ISO's running the logistics of that, so I just say check on the
Facebook
event and check the announcements and check their pages and stuff, and we'll definitely post on the Dunedin Pride pages as well if it is postponed.
Yeah. Cool. I think a little bit of rain won't hurt us.
Not going to melt, as my mum likes to say. So it's happening tomorrow at 1 p.m. in the Octagon, correct?
Yes.
It's not a march to or fro, it's just going to be in the Octagon.
Yep. Yeah.
Sweet as. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to leave our lovely listeners with?
Trans rights are human rights. Love each other. Be good people.
Mm-hmm.
Kia ora. we'll see you there tomorrow.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, thank you both very much for coming on the program, Mayhana and Elliot. I really appreciate it.
Kia ora.
My final message is, in the words of the incredibly talented rapper Danny Brown, trans people are my friends, transphobes can catch these hands. Here's Ethel Kane with Crush. Coming up very shortly, we'll have Sam Charlesworth coming in to talk about his new track, Heaven Knows, at 10:30. Here's Ethel Kane, listening to The One.
His window's already passed, so he's shooting at the glass, keeping guns in his locker.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast! You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.